Rabbeinu Bucher Minchas Chinuch, 6/10/2006.
Where is it? How do you know
in
your hand?
Mr.
Sota.
The phrase of the Mr. Chinuch and Sota.
Shackle.
The Chinuch writes that the Indian of Sota is Shevach Godol v'umo liyos lonu tachvulo lotzi mitoch levenu achashad ben sheisenu lodaz v'emet and zinsa yishet achas v'ayla eloi zinsa. That this is one of the great aspects of Klal Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this strategy with which a husband can have complete faith and trust in his wife. That no other nation has this tool, this ability. If there's any kind of chashad within a mishpacha, so there is no way in which they can get over and restore the trust. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael this great tool that people can, husbands and wives will live in trust with each other. And he quotes the Gemara, this is the Chinuch, he quotes the Gemara that Sota Mishirobu Anoyasim Posku Me Sota, that when Klal Yisrael became more decadent and we had the Noachim, so then the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we were not Zocha, and it was a Tzchus to have Me Sota. And to some extent this concept of having trust within each other is still communicated through the mitzvah of Nida. The Gemara says that Eidecha Nem Bisurin is learned from Isha the Nidasa. Right, so the idea of and the Gemara discusses the situations where there are grounds for Gersh Nachman Olatzlan. The Gemara discusses the situations where the wife is not trustworthy in terms of Trumas and Mises, in terms of Nida as well. That's an interesting idea for you, Musa Haskell, that to look at the Parsha Sota as a Parsha where Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give every family in Klal Yisrael the ability to have to restore trust in each other. The Minchas Chinuch opens up with a discussion of the situation where a husband is nervous about his wife, is spending time with two men. The classic issue of Sota, as when you read the Parsha and when you read the Gemara, is that the husband becomes nervous that the wife is spending time with an individual and had beer with an individual, so now he or maybe just had concerned about her, so he issues a kinoi. He warns her that she should not spend time, she should not be privately with this person. That's the kinui. And then, if in fact she steals away and spends private time with this person, so then, and there are eidim that indicate that, so then she becomes asura to her husband, she becomes asura to the alleged boyo, and that's when the husband moves on and can bring, has to bring meisoit in order to be matir, as right now she's a surah. That's a classic case. The question is, what happens if he is nervous about two men, right? So if the Minchas Chinuch discusses what happens, he's a very nervous person, and he's keen alo mikol ha'olam. And it's such a thing. Can he create an Easter? Right. Al kol ha'olam kolay. The Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't see why not. He says it's not a usual thing to happen, and that's why you don't find it in the explicitly. But he says, "Vani ba'oni didn't have his funny." Later on, "Tomani that vaday mad devuva Torah the kinyan steer nesra v'shosa." Who said it has to be an ish prati, an individual? Even though the lashon and the Gemara and in the Rambam is al tisri im ployni, that seems to indicate you have to name the person. So and the Meiri writes that the person has to be named. The Meiri writes against this. The man at the bottom writes that if the husband wants to have lots of things, he has to mention everybody's name. Like in Mishaberach and the Shiva, they have to give everybody's name.
What about please insert the name properly?
But in the event that, the Chinuch says you can have al kol boyolam, right? The Meiri says, in Cain, Afu oimelo lo be constantly based like nessas. That's an eerie logic. When he says it can't be, you can't do group kinu, because otherwise you can stop her from going any place. You can stop her from going to the store. You can't go into the shul and so on. So
what much you just can't be in my house, right?
Why?
The kinu is still only outside.
Oh, so that will see in a moment. What do you think is correct? L'chara, he means in l'davisayim. We'll see, maybe he's saying more than that. But that's in the Chaschino Sahara. He says, he thinks, you could argue from Yishanim, he thinks that you could do group kino, alright?
What's the general idea? I mean, obviously in general, a woman should not be misyafet with any man.
Oh, that's the issue we want to focus on now. So now, let's see if the raises the question. He discusses, takes as a dover poshut, that you could have Kinoi about two people. He says to his wife, Altisteri in ploini v'ploini. And that would mean that she should not be alone with these two people.
Together.
Together, right. Now once you say that, there are numerous chidushim that come out of that you saw. The first is what Daniel was referring to. The first one is that, and the Mechaschinoch points this out, that means that the Easter of Sira is not the same thing as the Easter of Yichud. Now, altisteri in ploini v'ploini. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that one woman with two men, that's not yichud. We have other halachas for Laila that one would fall asleep. We have another din that fruits him. But basically, one woman with two men, that's not an ether of yichud. So you look at the Chinuch and Minchas in front of you, he says, the second paragraph, Hamekana lishe b'snei shnei edim, haynu the omel of nei edim k'sheirim al tistirim ish ploini. That's kinui. Afilu avia ayachia. Dein isa yichud ba'ovei ba'ach. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says this. The Rambam says that there's an Easter, that the Easter of Sota can happen if the husband is afraid that she is spending time with her father, her brother. So the Chinuch points out that means that we're not talking about an Easter yichud. Right, because the halacha is that it's mutter for a woman to be misyached with her father. It's mutter for a woman to be misyached with her brother. It's a din that a brother and a sister should not live in the same place for a period of time together because of chashash. But the Easter of Yichud is mutter without a brother and sister of Yichud. So the Chinuch points this out. The Ein Easter Yichud ba'ovi ba'ach tavur perchav beis misiri biya mikol ha'koyim in kina la'avi kinoi. Nevertheless, it's a good kinoi. V'cheinim goy, oy eved. That's not a chiddush. Even though the truth is, yichud with a goy is a drabonim. Not a deraisa. Right? That's the tachanus of Shammai. Oy shachov. Shachov, haynim v'ishen miskasha. That's a discussion amongst the poskim. If achmal upon a person can no longer have kishri ever, let's say a zokain, can no longer have kishri ever, so rav svarim say that then there's no isa yichud. There's one sefer called the Zayis Ranan says no, it's a din, period, the din of Yichud, but the Rambam writes, it's an interesting lesson, when the Rambam introduces the Easter of Yichud, he says, Kedei Shalo Yovei Lidei Bia, I think is the lesson. It's a strange lesson, the Rambam can insert a hezbeh, doesn't he do that? So the Chayanim say that he wants to be Magid the din, that if it's not Shach, the come Lidei Bia, he's not the Royal Bia, in other words, I kind of discuss, is there an Issa Yichud when there's a Chashash Chibuk V'nisha too? So there seems to be, the Rav Svarim say that there's no Issa Yichud they write with an Ein Shein Miskashim. Afal Pi Dein Chayvim Misal Biya Kazu, it says even weiter, that there could be Soita even though the Easter Bi would not be a Chiv Misa. Mikol Mokoyim Nesra Al Baila Im Bo Oleo. Then he says, next paragraph. It's still a good kinoi. Then Nistrachakach and Shneim Keachon, Hamidu Shaisa. That's the first din. And the truth is that this is a chiddush. Right? to say that the din, to say that the din of kinui is not tolling the din of yichud, right? So that is very, very important to our. It turns out to be a machlekes rishonim. Now, where does this come up? This Mishnah in Kiddushin that discusses the Easter of Yichud opens up by saying that a man can be misyached, a woman can be misyached with two men, and a man cannot be misyached with two women. The opening Gemara is my taima. Why you machalik between men and women? The Gemara says because Nashim Datan Kalis. Pashtus is the Gemara should explain that a woman, that two women will not be shomeres one and the other. That one woman will say that she does not become an inhibiting factor because she herself will be swayed and be mispatted by him. So she's not going to be a shomeres. So it's shayach that yichud with two women could end up leading to two maisa bia. So l'chayr, when you look at this Gemara, so it sounds like an isa day right, isa day bottom. Yichud with two women.
Raisa, regular, right?
So halacha is that yichud is in an eraisa, right? Yichud with an Arab is in the eraisa. Yichud with a woman that whom there's an iser, lav or koreis to have the iser with an yichud with an ish is ish. It's an iser deraisa. Gemara says it's a dover romos in the pasuk ki sischa. Right? The Gemara says that it's hinted to by mesis. The Gemara says, look, mesis, that if a person finds himself privately with a mesis of a zara, so it sounds like a person should not get himself into that situation. So the Gemara says that the rem is you should not get yourself into private situations that could lead to isur. Right? So the Gemara says that based on that rem is a person should not put himself in a situation where he's going to be probably the woman who could lead to an isur via isur deraisa. Right? The rem is a different lashon. She divrei kabbalah, and we know this isur, but it's isur deraisa. Okay, if an isur deraisa, Sahaya, look at the Gemara says that if a husband, a man, cannot spend time with two Ashes Ishes, but a woman can spend time with two men. My time, what's the reason? So Isa de Rais is Irvana. My time, unless you're not in Kalis.
It's definitionally, right? He's saying once you classify it as yichud,
yeah,
then there's an issur deraisa. But now we're getting into what's the definition of yichud and why that definition may have been.
For who's determining that because of nashim daitan kalis, so that's why we're going to machalik between two men and two women.
Give me a time of the crop, maybe.
So then you're already in the knife, right? You're saying it's correct. It's not the time of the crop. If we're going to say the deraisa, or
you say there are the Torah gives the power to the chum to
you
find,
have to say it's like along, yeah, right? You have to stress your enochlami. It says along those lines.
Or
what's the deraisa then? What is the deraisa? What would be the deraisa?
With one.
No. It's a shalom tava.
Yeah. There for what?
So therefore, we make
a siyag out of siyag. But the siyag, do they write it or do they make a siyag?
No, in other words, yichud, the whole thing.
It's a siyag. Okay, good. Good. So then, when the verse is my timer, so that's what?
So therefore, this explains why it's not part of that, why it's an exclusion to the siyag. Or an exclusion. In other words,
so that there's a time of the crow, or a time of the something along these lines.
Yeah, but again, it's a lot easier to do it if it's a siyag that writes as opposed to a dizer.
I'm not sure. So the mahalach of most poskim, most svarim, the chiddush for the chavis yor, and by the chokhmas adam, to say that the only time yichud is deraisa is one on one. That's why this is such a significant aura. The mahalach of, you go through roiv svarim, they say, they quote, it's really, they quote, it's really a chavis yor. Here's the first one that says, this chishuva quotes it. The Chavis Yor was the first one that said it's got to be that Yichud is only one man, one Ishus Ish, one man, one Erev. But once there's another person, that's not Yichud. Yichud is one on one. Another person, not Yichud. Chazal now came along and said sometimes there'll be an Isa Yichud with more than one. Isa Yichud of more than one if it's two women. That's a chiddush that's a din derabanan. There'll be an Isa Yichud with three men at night, because one might fall asleep. There'll be an Isa with 10 men if they're all fruitsim. All derabanan tikadinim. Right? So the din derisa is only what Kiyisizcha. Some call it Yerushalmi. Kiyisizcha is a dervish that happens to Seisa. That's not sure it's a mukhrach. Seisa means privacy. They assume Seisa is definitely one on one. I'm not sure that that's a good raya. But that's the word of the Chavis Yor. This is the raya that the Minas Adam brings to this word of the Chavis Yor is this Gemara of my time. And the truth is, he goes a step further and there's another raya. Because the Gemara says that the Gemara has a kasha on this Mishnah. That Rachmanu Litzlan, if a baby dies within the first 30 days, the Gemara says, doesn't get covered hakvur. Right? It says, yoitza b'cheik, doesn't get put into an oran. Just gets carried out. And it's isha achas v'shtei anoshim. So the Gemara says, isha achas v'shtei anoshim. So the Gemara says that Abu Shol was nekel, even I think with one man and two women. The Gemara says that goes against our Mishnah, right? Because they're out in the field. The Gemara says, no, by a kvura you have to worry. Yitzrei, tovre yitzrei. By a kvura, the only thing we're going to worry is they're going to do something inappropriate at a kvura. The Chum say no. Chum has mice to show you things happen this way. The Gemara says that a woman used to fake, and Mishnah used to do the story, that a woman wanted to be misyachet. So she was fake kvuras. And that's how she got... got herself into a private situation. So the Gemara says that since there was such a situation, so we're after this one hour. The other hour is the interesting Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes that the Shas, when a person is emotionally raw, is more of a concern of something inappropriate happening. Both emotionally raw in happiness, and both in aggravation. Because the Gemara, this is Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says that one of the sources for Mechitza, separation, for separateness, is at the kavura of b'shas misev b'mashiach ben Yosef. The Gemara says the quote of pasuk that they're all boicha l'mishmachaysam. Say the exact pasuk. So the chassid you see from there, here they're all aggravated and upset. B'mashiach ben Yosef was killed. He says, you see that when there's an emotional high and an emotional low, people are very vulnerable, and indiscretion can happen. Any event. Says the one can suggest, and the same Gemara says, why was Abba Shol wouldn't be Makil and Isir Yichud? Because Shovar Yitzri, Tovar Yitzri, they write to the Rabbanim. Say, Nachanami, we're going to have to say, what Glenn was saying before, what Jason was saying before, we're going to have to say, Chachamim, we're going to say, Gdarim, Siyag, we're going to figure it out. But Pashtas, when you learn the Gemara, these are the Rabbanim to get in. So the Chavis is yours, it's a Binat Adam, and many Echorim quote this. They say, you see from this Gemara, Yichud Deiraih is one on one. And the Yichud Deirabbanan is all these other situations. Alright? So Nimnam Arsham says, not so fast. Arsham says that he has a Befevish Ramban that says the Easter of Yichud is that Yichud, even with two men and one woman, one woman and two men, is Deiraih is the Gedin. Right, because the Ramban says two women is like one woman, 10 women is a meya nashe kechad. The Gemara in Brachis about Zimun. Right? The Gemara says two women is like. So what's the case? And the Ramban says it needs to. The Ramban says that just like regabe shaita, two women is like one woman. So too regabe yichud. That's why this Ha'arach is important Ha'arach. Because you see that the Ramban are arguing with this Nakuda. What was the case over there? The case was that a woman is on a bed, and the Gemara says that if she's Pyrus Nida, so and we're not sure when she was Pyrus Nida. So he has to Matam everything, Meyes Leis. Right? We have to say anything that was around her, or came into contact with the bed, the eighth legs, is telling me, because maybe she was probably with Nida earlier than we found. Fine. So Gemara says, why the bed? The bed is a dervish yishol shol, so in that object, we should be makel. Gemara says, no, there were women, the knee that was on the bed, and there are two women holding the bed. Chavers and Noises. So obviously I'm going to say, one second. One woman sleeping, they're lying down, two women holding, it's three. Three is the Shus HaRavim. Sufik, two Shus HaRavim, Lekula. Right? The Sufik, two Shus HaRavim, is Lechumra, from Sota. Right? Sufik, two Shus HaRavim. Yeah, it's Lekula, right. Three is Lekula. So the Gemara should be Makel on Halach. It's all the Shem, all the Ramban, and the Rajba, and all that's Kasha. Once you have three people there, three Makel. So the Ritva says the following part in his Makabalit, and Ramban says it and dismisses it. It says the Ritva and the Ramban, they say that Legabe Soita, if we'd have two women, so we would say that is still the Rishus HaYochid. It says Legabe Yichud, two women does not create a Rishus HaRabim. Two women is still an Isur Yichud, and the same din is going to be Legabe, and therefore, since these halachas of Yichud are similar, are saying the same as the halachas of Yichud Legabe Sota, so therefore this situation of three women is really still a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore we would be Machmer. And that's the Ramban. Ramban dismisses it, but the Ritva says the Ramban, we're not sure why he dismisses it. So here's a huge chiddush. Here you see the Nakuda of Mincha Pinos coming up with earlier. The Ramban is saying that we define Yichud and Soita, the Stira Lagavi Soita, and the Din of Yichud is the same Din. The Mail of the Ramban says, a chiddush, that if you have two women, three women, four women, five women, that still is a Rishus HaYochid. According to Ramban, if a woman would be soiser herself with a man in front of another woman, so that's an Isur Yichud, and that would be a violation of Stira L'chor. Ramban says if a woman would be soiser herself with two men, cannot be an Isur of Saita.
How can that be?
What's that? Why?
But anybody can say.
Yeah. No, but wouldn't the Adam just see the steer though? They didn't know that they were Saita themselves.
Yeah, but if there's another woman present,
yeah,
then why wouldn't they qualify the other woman qualify as the same?
Because she is
she's
one of the Saita choice. Was that?
He didn't, the vow
wasn't saying her against some other woman.
The vow was that.
What's the
aid? The din is aid echon by Soita. Can be a woman? We're talking about Sira now. Was that? Call them on later. Says Lagavi Tuma, a woman is nemenis. Is nemenis. Was that?
That's Lagavi Tuma. So by
Sira. Well, that'd be the same problem. Right, but Apal became. I'm not sure that if she's doing the stira. According to Ramban, it would still be stira. According to Rambam, right? According to Rambam, it would not be stira. According to Ramban, this would still be a violation of the Easter of the Shiv Saita, right? So what the Mincha Sin is pointing out over here is that the Rambam is not a Kabbalah's whole idea. That in Lagabi Yisur Yichud, it makes a fascinating difference. According to Ramban, the Yisur of Yichud may very well be defined by the Yisur of Stira.
What about the brother and father case?
The brother and the father case in a chanami. So the Ramban would probably say that the father, the Mishnah Melech assumes it's all Tali Zebazet. Mishnah Melech makes this the Yisoid of you. That according to the Mishnah Melech didn't mention the Ramban. He himself assumed what the Ramban said. Mishnah Melech says that in a chanami, that according to Roy Rishonim, there will not be, there's no Saita with the brother or father. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. The fact you give Saita with a brother or the father, or a Saita with two men, that's all the same din. That means that the din of Ichud and the din of Stira are disconnected.
I would assume that Saita is a din of subjectivism. Stira is subjectivism.
Kino, Kino is the
subject.
Yeah, but Tzvira, right, right.
Yeah, but once you, but that's the point of subjectivism. In other words, I set up a subjectivism, and then if you fall into that category, it's awesome, right? Shavya Anasha Hati Hadizur. And that may not be the case over here, but I'm just saying, right, Shavya Anasha is, objectively, it may be, we may pass the Mutzer.
Yeah.
But if I say,
okay.
But so you know it's really Mutzer, for me it's awesome. Same thing over here, right? Sphira is, the Baal sets up a subjective Issa.
Right, okay.
So then she falls into that Issa. So even though objectively Yichud wouldn't apply.
Right.
But we've got, our family's got a separate
can she say, I don't want you to go to the Yankee game, because that's going to be steer with
That's the halakha, that's the chiddush of Sota. That Kinner and Stira is a din of subjectivism. In other words, I'm not sure about why we have to define.
You can make up anything you want.
No, but Lamaita, this is the way the Shem set it up. So, in other words, in fact, the Ramban sets it up that the Stira is not subjective. Ramban sets it up that the din of Stira is that she is in violation of the Yisra Yichud. He's Makana here, right? Then now the Halacha takes over. Now, if she violates the Yisra Yichud with this man, that's when the ball starts rolling from the sota. And in Chanami, the Ramban says no. Rambam says no. Irrespective of the Yisra Yichud, she's in violation of his kinui. That's what you're saying. You're saying he's a kinui. Was that?
Rambam says that?
Yeah, because the Rambam says that he could design a kinui which is not a violation of Yichud. So that might be what the Meir was saying before.
Right.
He was saying, and let's say he would say, don't go to shul, don't go to the Beis HaKnesset. Mm. Right? So the Meir apparently was saying, that's strange to that, you can't do that. You can't set up, your own seer, your own kinu. Right? Kinu is, has to be defined, and maybe not as much as the Ramban, but it's a defined thing. Like the Ramban, and the Yichud. And the Ram apparently is saying, no, that you can have... Ooh, I should take this one, sorry. Right. Hello? Yeah. Two of the Mekana and wife, with two people, two men. So that's the pretty interesting aspect of it. Are you saying that in this? Is the din of Yichud, no, you can do the same two ways. No, the din of Yichud is related to the din of Sota. Or you can do it a little differently. You could say, because this is indicative for us, that when a woman, when the husband says he's Mekana's wife, so she has to violate an Easter Yichud before it goes any further. So she is, so then when she comes to the Beis HaMikdash, she's again, yeah, not this tzedekes that the husband is over anxious husband. She was misyakim with somebody, right? According to Rambam, she was more of a din of merida. The husband said, I want you to conduct this in a certain way, and she's hello? Yeah.
Kavod of the Baal.
No.
She's violating his instructions.
And also, she, Lamaisa, she is...
Doesn't have to be a
Hashash at
the
end,
if it's a...
Yeah. And Lamaisa, there'd be very strange cases where he's Makana will call him Kula. That would be a strange case.
Why are we allowed to do that?
Well, one second.
Was
that?
Even in those strange cases, she'd be sent to the Beit
HaMikdash
and have to go through the whole rigmarole?
That's what it sounds like. Quite the Chinuch, it sounds like, yeah. But the regular case is where she is functioning in an inappropriate way. She is spending time with the one person, two people.
But if he's Makana or not, there'd be not to
with
her father.
Yeah.
And she does. Is there really a shashpia there that you would actually make her go through the actual dream?
Right. There are two separate things, right? What is being miyachid multiple, being mekaneh multiple people?
Mm-hmm.
Right? She says, I don't want you to be with him, I don't want you to be with him, I don't want you. And the second, which is Pina's point, is that I don't want you to be with him and him, and he means together, not
right.
separate.
Right, right.
There, he in a funny way, he doesn't mean
no,
don't be
exactly
with him. And
no, but then Hannah says specifically that if she isn't exactly with just one of them, then
that's the next piece. No, that's the next piece. We'll get to the next piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, well, you're saying something else. You're saying that like this: the Easter of there's no Easter of Yichud with the father and the brother. You're saying because we're not choshesh, because in Yoni Hergel we're not choshesh.
Right.
So now, so can he actually create his own new chashash? So again, according to the Ramban and the Ritzvah, he says no. And here you see the strength of the Ramban Rebbe's position. That's the Yisra Yichud. And there's no Yisra Yichud, like that's what you're saying. And there's no Yisra Yichud if Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't conveying Yisra Yichud. So how can he be create this kind of a chashash? And the Ramban apparently says not so, the Yisra Yichud. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban in this case. There are two separate things. He has to have some, if he is concerned that his wife is inappropriately spending time with the father or brother, that's part of the chiddush. It's not, it is, as Jason was saying before, he can create his own issa. Yeah.
What about the other way of looking at it? Let's assume there is a din of yichud, but the husband limits it, where he says, I'm kind of you that you shouldn't be alone with that man on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So and then she goes ahead. She listens to them.
I don't know if you can limit it that way. What's that?
Isn't there this like the second or third mission of Sukkot talks about the way there's only a certain framework of.
But in this case, just what I don't understand is why he has the ability.
Yeah.
To. If he was kosher to one person,
yeah.
So he could be as nervous as to say, then why wasn't that always done?
Say again, the way what?
Meaning, let's say there was a hashash in Skafed with cloning.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's so nervous that he says, you know what? Everybody, you can't be, you know, there's an incident. So why wasn't that the regular rules of the Sota? Meaning, the whole thing starts off, we're afraid, right?
Yeah.
So generally what happened was is that that person was named, then you can't be stopping.
Right.
So now would he have the ability then to say, you know what, one person is enough?
Why would?
That should just be the regular rule. Then he should say it by everybody. I don't understand why he now has the ability to make all the gedarim and say, you know.
Because you're still looking at it as a breakaway from the Nevi'chud. There's a separate point to Rambam. The Mishnah Melech says it's two separate parshas. Yichud is this not at all tied up with Yichud.
Right.
It's not Yichud is in a pergola veira, and this right. is Malka Merida against the.
It's actually against the husband.
Yeah.
It's actually Yichud. But why was it been saying? But then in the Rabbanim's infinite wisdom, why wouldn't that be the regular rule? That whenever she was miyachid,
why should the Chazal make a new thing like that? I don't know.
Because wasn't the
difference?
No, but here obviously there's a distrust to the point where he's going to be miyachid with Plony.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the normal way of doing it. No?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny, right. Right. So why should he then?
Being the rebuttal to say that's too much. You can't go, come on. Everybody's going to, I mean, that's what my concern is. Why would that
allow? The Menachem is Chiddush.
With
I don't know. I mean, the truth is the Menachem Chiddush raves from not Makabel, but his Chiddush. There's a certain clash in the Rashba, the most far mask, which the Menachem Chiddush is Metaris to him. Most honor, so it's not said. I think it's more like an oddity, this Menachem Chiddush Chiddush over here. I don't think it's the Mahal. That's the. So then the two other kiddushim.
According to the chinuch.
Yeah.
Where he says that the shorash mitzvah is shemach gadol b'uma liyot.
Right.
The whole thing he talks about menu achshad and shal seino.
Mm-hmm.
So why should there only be one on one? Why shouldn't there be? In other words, if you understand the mitzvah that way.
Yeah.
So you want to go with achshad, so you want to
So why should you only be limited to one-on-one as opposed to...
But then that should have been...
No, because the only... You know, the answer to that question is...
That should have... Then the Rabbana should have said that's the way it should be done. That once she's the chashash with one person, then he goes and he's... Then he's not with anybody.
And there is, again, there is still an Easter of Yichud with any...
No, I'm not talking about Yichud. You're right. It, again, differentiating points, but
yeah.
Differentiating it.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to call this, that's my only question, is that why is this not such a chiddush? Because this is not the way this was normally done.
Right, right.
That's what I don't...
It itself is a chiddush.
No, because the kina, you're looking at it that she is a... that the husband thinks that she is a prutza. And the way the general halacha is that he thinks she's nichshol. Different. He doesn't think she's a prutza.
But that's what I'm saying. But that, even if we consider it nichshol,
right?
So then that should have been the regular din. If she's nichshol with one, she's probably nichshol. She could be nichshol.
No.
But that's what I'm saying. So then the rabbanim should say, okay. So then you can't do this. You can't just. This crazy husband can't get up there and say, okay, he's
not going to win. And the truth is that most folks get most from against that.
Right, okay.
That's a chiddush. So yes, let's look at the next case, the next situation of the two-man case.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Is it an isser of Sira? Sorry. Is it an isser of Sira? Once he warns her,
yeah,
is that his own isser, or is it just a trigger for the she wants to prove that
Maita's going to be an isser of Avichud, but if it's with two men,
so let's take honesty, right? So you're under the Memphis Finis Mahala. He says, I don't trust you with your father, and she wants to prove herself. She goes and with her.
I don't think so. You know, it's not not that much different than the Ben Sera Mar. Right? The Ben Sera Mar, the parents have to give him a
Sara,
right? And then if he continues, so then according to Rambam, he has to be over the Easter of Zelul the Soiver. He has to be over the Easter of gluttonous eating. And some reason had that that's an Easter for that reason. There's a parallel. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work with Shitosai. There's a parallel. It's just like the parents have to give a Azhara to the child, and the child has to be over Yisurim, has to do Geneva, and has to eat Zolim Vesove before anything moves on. But it has to be objective Yisurim. Over here is a similar thing. According to Rav Yishayim, you get a Azhara, and if you over an objective, you serve Yichud. Right? The Gemara compares the Stirut, right? The Stirut, the Azharas in both cases.
Yeah,
just like,
but then
Sarah married
the
parents, and the also, right. How does he Michael tell the Stirut? Can he Michael afterward? Yeah. Yeah.
So then he could limit it.
Rav Chaim, in fact, has also, Rav Chaim compares it in terms of that the Azhara, also, the Rav Chaim says that the Malkus is not because of the Malkus is not because he was over anything. The Malkus is part of the merit. Yeah, part of the merit is he's getting Malkus, and he's still being married, right? So here also, it's a similar idea. She's getting Kinoi, and she's still being over the Yisavichon. Right, it bumps up the Isra Vichud. So the next, Shira Stira. Then he says, there's maybe two harvests over here. Ve'ena Stira Rakim Shasim Mekidei Tumah. Shu Kedei L'Tzalos Be'ya Ulegoma. U'bepachesh Mizeh Loi. Ve'vade Loi Nitzmes. Ve'nirik. Ve'afim Kinevo Mishnayim Ke'echad. What happens if he says, don't spend time with Reuven and Shimon, and he has in mind Reuven and Shimon together. The Nisrima and Mishasa Kadeshir Tuma Mayechon. So it's Reuven and Shimon and this woman, but it's only Kadei Bia of one of them. Right? This is the Chatir Chatzincharin transfixed to the situation. Right? So Gam Kain Shaisa, so he says, in this case, she would still be a Saita, right? After Chashadu Rakalachot, Nechshedet Alachot Gamkein Shaisa. came near a parsha, right? And so what you think before? Here or before should be one seed. It says Reuben and Shimon. It's got to be Davka Reuben Shimon. It says no. It can be Reuven and Shimon, but it could be Reuven or Shimon, right? And it could be Reuven and Shimon, and she's only going to be Nefshim in one of them. What about
the first one, or does he only say the second one?
Either one.
No, does he only say today Shear? In other words, both of them are there.
Right, both of them.
Today Shear or
right. Right.
He doesn't say that if only one of them is here.
This is the road.
Yeah. He says in this dream, Echad Mehem Gadim
Shoyse.
Right, right. Came with the Kofet Al Shnayim Mikol Shekein Alechad. The Kol Shekein.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea that you had the Kino with the we can make a Kal V'Chayim Refuk in the Sphere. The Chayim Nira.
You wouldn't be able to be Mechad.
What's that?
You wouldn't be able to be Mechad, even though that's not what he meant.
You wouldn't be able to be Mechad. He can't come off after the spear.
That's what I'm saying. So, even though he meant Reuben and Shimon,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
No, but can he say, I'm counting you on Reuben and Shimon, but I'm mochel on Reuben alone or Shimon alone? Same thing as the Tuesday thing, right? Okay. I'm counting you as this man, but I'm mochel every day except Tuesday.
No, that wouldn't work. Here he's actually changing the... I don't know if he can shape the steer down to...
No, but it's like almost... I don't know if that's what he's saying, but if he said with Reuben and Shimon,
yeah.
if it's with any of them alone or whatever,
yeah.
That's fine. And we say, no, it doesn't matter what he said. Okay.
Well, L'charv is a chashash viyasak, and he's only chashash right. And viyas are both together.
That's
what he says. It says Uvechei Nevei Ram, right? The sense of the Rama that Af Kedei Tumas Echad would be enough. So then the Posh, because Uvechei Nevei Shosu Kedei Tumas Mishneiem, the Yochel Liyeh Sindigma Mishneiem, then certainly Shosu. Okay. Now, what about? Next, the nearly, this is the bottom of the last paragraph on the right side. Next halacha, to come out of this tzir. The nearly, the bidin, so the man at the bottom in Dalit quotes the Chassam Sefer says that if he wants to, this is what you were saying before, can you construct funny kinuyim? Can she say, I'm really nervous, only that she'll be with Reuven. But I'm makbid that she shouldn't be soyser herself with Reuven and have Shimon there. So that's nothing. Now, the kinoi, without a chashash via, is that's not a kinoi. So you don't have full power over shaping it. So then for one more din. Literally, the vidinus exactly nisim shnayim. Now the question is, what about the Easter le Bala? Right? We just established that he is Choshesh for Reuven and Shimon together. He says don't be Reuven and Shimon together. Fine. She's there only for enough time to deal with one. She's still a Saita. Fine. Now, what about the Easter Leboyo? She's a Sur Leval because she violated the Kinoi, she violated the Sphira, she's a Sur Leval. Is she now a Surah to both alleged Boils? Right? Each Boil says, it wasn't me, right?
It wasn't my Kadei Bia.
No, I was the one. I was the one. Right? So so now each there's a suffix legabe each boil. Legabe her being a say is a suffix.
Why isn't she a sewer just become a she says? What's
totally a suffix.
No, but now she's lost.
No, the question will be if her husband dies. She's a sewer, but the husband divorces her. Right, she's a sewer lebao leboil. What's shackle and boil? The husband now, let's say he can't go through with the meisah, so he divorces her. So can she now marry the boils?
No,
a sewer leboil. Right? So this is...
Should be
also the pool. What's that?
It should be
also the pool. The question is, Safik Tuma, Mishus Tayyachin. Right. So he says, Nehidu Labai Lassur, Kikol Safik Saita, every Saita is a Safik. Right? Every Saita. That's the din of Safik. The din of Saita is Safik. That's how we know the halacha is of Safik Tuma is by Saita. Every din, and the Tzeret Mechadish, Safik Saita is Kibadai. Mikol Mokim HaNechshadim, Eina Asura El Mitam Safik. But, right. Right? There's every site of the suffix, right? But here it's a suffix, whether he's with that. Nehidu labayla surik kuchol suffix soitem, mikom lanachshadim, eino sur elimitam suffix, vatam, devur kam upon him. Told you, if you said kuchol tevur suffix, some ishas yachit feketame, that's only midavish yachol liyais. Right? When do we say that we say suffix to mishas yachit? Is lachumram, that's if it's shayach. In other words, the Anida was Pyres, she was Pyres Tuma, she became Anida. We don't know whether it was now, whether it was 2 or 5 minutes ago. So anything that she's in contact with, could it become Tame? Then Sotik Tum Mishayach. But we don't say Sotik Tum Mishayach is Lechumra into an impossible situation. As if we know that she only touched one thing. We don't know which thing she touched, but it's impossible she touched both things. So then we wouldn't say that Suffolk is Le'iser in that case. So the here says the Chinuch, so maybe we should say that in this case she was only in there Kedeviyah for one person. So now it's impossible that she'd be with both people.
What do we say in that case?
So that would be Lukula.
Both
it would go in Chazakas.
Yeah, the problem is that, but for her,
yeah,
she still, for them, they got the Suffolk Hesser.
Right.
She had the same Suffolk Hesser.
Not the Gavi, the Nechshadim.
Right. Asura Lavala, Asura Lavala.
Yeah.
So, who's the Hesser on? Is it on the Golel, or is it on the Isha?
On both.
It's on both.
Yeah.
So, he has a claim, it wasn't me, right?
Right.
It wasn't me, and each one claimed it wasn't me.
Right.
But she may have, they have a suffix, she doesn't have a suffix.
She thought it
was. She's no worse off than
the... No, but Lagabi is Boyle. Lagabi, her husband, Lagabi the Baal, but Lagabi each Boyle, she has the same suffix that you have.
Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know.
No.
I worship with both one.
Wait.
She knows that
in a normal case of Sota.
Yeah.
One on one.
Yeah.
She knows the reality.
She claims that it was only with her. What's the issue? She wants to marry Shimon. So she claims that the deal was with Reuven. Right?
Right, so she's no worse off.
So she can't she marry Shimon? That's the question.
Again, whether Shimon can marry her, but she can't marry him.
Why not?
Because
she didn't have Shimon in the beginning, and it was
still Shimon. Still selfie.
There was a kinoi, but no,
way.
There was no, there was not, there wasn't
we don't
a
believe her when she said, I didn't do it at all.
There wasn't a stira. The stira has to have a shear. She didn't have the shear. Right? She marries Shimon. And he claims that he didn't have beer with her. But Vadai ain't my teen I send me out of oil. He called her Shu Sadik Isra Lamisha Yedeb Bir Shimutr. That's Mutter Hayedeya Bidovazai Kevin Shu Yedeya. Commission Ruk Supas. Right? So therefore he would say that in this case, that in these other rights also. And he thinks in this case she would not have to be yotze. In this case, we would not apply the din of safek to mishta yachin, because it's impossible that she was mistami to both. So therefore, it would stay din of safek shuma. He has the chazaka, and if they get married, then we would not be yotze here.
Yeah,
was it
safek also?
Was it safek indeed? Safek.
Whether she did anything at all. Right.
Safek,
she did something. What did she do with this person?
Yes, the first safek, this is the terror, is possible, that's safek kivada. Right. But Mark, we've seen her before, that Lamaisa, she was nistera with... Right. So look, he's holding that it's the safek bi, which is vasari. Not the steer, which is vasari. That's a good arba.
So we're just talking about the classic case of Shnei Shavimah.
Yeah.
Right. So we say...
We're told Kula.
Huh?
But Tolu Kula, then. If he could have... that's what Gemara says. Now the Gemara Pesachim says... Go to Shifei Yachin. Let's say we're machmir in that case.
We know we went on
test,
but we don't know which one
went
on which.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you go through.
So then we would not be Taylor. Right, over here.
I would say Sveikasov. So even though it's the
Yashra. Uh-huh. Ech mehem vadei tor, akudin nehu. So over here, I guess the chiluk might be that over there, each one can be nidden by itself. Over here, they can't be nidden by themselves. Over here, the mom's in the same situation.
Why?
Because she's only been with, both of them only kadesh shir b'yachol. See, here you have to take them together. That's really the case, a similar case of Gavi Nozir.
What if they change them separately?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. That could be. Okay, so again, just as a sequel, we pointed out this unusual circumstance of having kina against two people. The major thing has is that the machlekes Rambam Rishonim is whether the din of yichud and the din of sira is almost the same din. So that gives a makor, according to Rav Yishon, this is now a makor of yichud. That and it also tells us that the east, the din of sira is almost an isa. Mashenik is according to Rambam. Not a din of Stirna Sarah. Not a din of Yichud. Okay.